Rise and shine, everyone. How's it going out there? This is Amy, and I am super excited to be here in the radio station again this week for Amy's Kids Show. How's it going out there? It's beautiful, beautiful, beautiful out where I am. It's just beautiful, beautiful summer weather, and it's perfect for celebrating, which is what Amy's Kids Show is all about. I don't know if you remember what we were celebrating last week, but in case you forgot, let me remind you. We were celebrating the presidents of the United States of America. I know that was a big subject to celebrate because I know the presidents of the United States of America get a lot of attention, don't they? Especially over the next year or so, we're going to be talking a lot about them. Well, grown-ups are going to be talking a lot about them. The TV is going to be talking a lot about them, about the people who want to be president and so forth. But that's not actually who I wanted to talk about. I just thought it would be smart to start with the most famous person in the government, the President of the United States. That tends to be the most famous person in our United States government, right? Most people know who the president is, but guess what? If tomorrow only the president showed up to work, if the president was the only person in the entire government who showed up to do their job, do you think anything would happen? Probably not, right? Because the president is just one person. And remember that your neighbors are just as cool and important as the president of the United States of America. So today, folks, I am super, super, super excited because we are going on a field trip. We are going on a field trip because guess what? You don't have to travel to the White House to meet an important member of our United States government. Oh, no, folks, not at all. You can actually go right in your own neighborhood. Yes, in your own neighborhood to meet super cool and important members of the government that are your neighbors. Actually, so today we're going on a field trip. Yes, we are. We're going to one of the most important members of our local government, And these folks show up every day almost to help make sure things happen. Today we're going to meet a town clerk. A town clerk, that's like a secretary, sort of, right? Do you have a secretary in your school? Do you ever go to school? And if you ever have a question, who do you go ask? The secretary. They usually know what's going on, right? Well, same with our town clerk. We're going to go on a trip and meet one today. Thanks for joining me.
I see the streets where we all play, where we ride and run all day, and that patch of wood like to roam. I see the city where my uncle lives, down along the water where grandpa lives. I see the places we call home. And that's me on the map. There's my town. That's my street winding round. That's me on the map. Hey, summer vacations. I see the trails around the lake. There's a river where we go fishing, and that's a mountain I'm wishing I'll be climbing up someday. Here I stand. looking out from my little town. I see the whole world stretching out. I see from sea to shining sea. Right here from my little road, all the places we can go leads me to you and you to me. That's us on the map. There's our town, that's our street, winding round, that's us on the map. Hey, that's us on the map. Here we stand, this is our world, big and grand, that's us on the map. Hey, singing.
you ever looked at a map? Have you ever looked at where you are located on the map? Have you ever looked at a map and said, hey, that's me. That's my town. That's my street. There's my place on the map. Have you ever done that? Well, maybe if you haven't, you should try. And either way, have you ever wondered, where did those maps come from? And who keeps track of those maps anyway, huh? Well, keeping track of things is something that humans just love to do. Believe it or not, we are natural note takers. We love to keep track of things. And I'm going to give you a good example, okay? Let's say that you were having a party. Anybody want to have a party out there? Who doesn't want to have a party, right? Let's say you were having a party at your house. Well, you're going to need to keep track of a lot of little things, right? And people just love to keep track of those little things. That's why we love to have parties, because there are so many little things that we get to keep track of in order to have a party. So let's say we're going to have a party. Well, first of all, who are we going to invite, right? We better come up with a list. Who likes to make lists? Anybody out there have some paper and a pencil? We can start writing down names. Who are we going to invite to our party? Well, let's make a list, all right? And then we have to let those folks know where to go, right? We have to invite them. So we need some maps, right? We have to tell those folks where we live, where to come for our party. And then we might want to check their names off, that they all got their invitation. And then we want to keep track of who's going to show up, right? And did we get enough food and paper and cups and plates and everything and enough cake? Are we going to have enough cake and ice cream for everybody? Well, those are all kinds of little things we'd have to keep track of if we were going to have a party, right? Not to mention, we have to keep track of any gifts people give us so we can send thank you notes to them and all kinds of things. Well, people just love keeping track of all these little things. And that's just something that we naturally do. And when grown-ups get together to do things like, oh, I don't know, make sure that we have nice buildings to meet in, make sure that we have nice streets to ride our bicycles on, to make sure that we have nice parks to walk in and schools to go to, well, how does that happen? Well, grown-ups basically come together and have a party. Basically, they don't call it a party. They call it a meeting or a committee or a board, right? A board is a group of people who get together and decide that they're going to do something. Well, someone has to keep track of the little things. Somebody has to take notes and keep track of what happened last time and make sure everybody knows what happened and when it's happening next and where it's happening. Well, in my town, that's my town clerk. And today we're going to travel to Cabot, Vermont, and meet my town clerk, Betty Ritter. And here we go. Let's find out what she has to say about how much she enjoys keeping track of the little things. How do you like being the town clerk?
I like it a lot.
Yeah? What do you like about it?
Meeting people and helping people.
Mm. So you spend a lot of time explaining things, I bet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. You must like people.
I do.
Yeah.
I do.
Yeah. Oh, great. Have you always been a town clerk?
Nope. It's been, I'm in my eighth year.
Eighth year mm-hmm. as a town clerk. What mm-hmm. did you do before that?
Well, I worked for the Supreme Court before, and then then I worked for two different attorneys.
What made you decide to be a town clerk?
Somebody told me about it, that the previous one was going to be leaving, and I just put my name in the hat.
Mm-hmm. And do you live in this town?
Yeah, you have to live in the town where you are. you have to have a residency in the town that you are the town clerk.
Oh, wow. Excellent.
So
that's you're accountable to your neighbors,
mm-hmm,
you know.
Precisely.
You are one of the neighbors. That's fantastic.
Neighbors in action.
Neighbors in action. Exactly. Yeah. In the best way.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. Oh, excellent. And so what's the process when you decided you wanted to become a town clerk? What did you have to do?
You have to fill out a petition. And when you fill out the petition, you have to get, I had to get like 15 or 20 signatures. And when I did that, then I submitted, and I submitted it to Michelle at that time, and because the other town clerk was leaving. And so I just submitted it to her, and I had to submit two, one for the town clerk and one for the town treasurer. And they had to have signatures, and they have to have valid, they have to be registered voters in the town.
Okay.
And so they just check to see if they are registered voters. And if not, then you have to go get a couple more signatures, whatever.
Okay.
So, and then you are elected at town meeting by ballot.
Oh, so it's an election.
It is an election.
You didn't
yes.
just fill out an application.
No. Yeah.
What are town records? Is that that's kind of a big part of your job?
Yes, it is. It's all the land records for the town, for anybody that purchases property. Their property gets recorded, so they have an actual recorded deed showing that you own this certain piece of property in the town.
Okay.
And it usually is, it's a warranty deed or a quitclaim deed, that type of thing. We also, we used to keep track of all the birth certificates, but we don't do that anymore. That's the Department of Vital Statistics takes care of that now.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's basically the land records and that type of thing. And all of the records are for accounting. All our bills that we pay, and we have to follow strict guidelines for that of how we pay bills,
mm-hmm.
and that type of thing. So we surveys, any kind of survey that's in the that has been recorded. Many people do not record their surveys, but other people do, and so they do record them. So then, in case they have a discrepancy, then they can go to that survey.
Okay, so let's break down. What is a survey?
A survey is of your property that you own. Like, say, if you wanted your property to know, so all the meets and bounds of the property.
So the
edges. It goes from the south corner to this corner, and it sometimes is by this oak tree and by this rock. And so it gets really difficult with those type of things, because sometimes this tree comes down. Sometimes they remove the rock, you know, but they're now doing it with pins. The new surveys are coming out with pins, and they are marked. So it's a, and it is a surveyor mark. And then a surveyor signs off on it. He brings it in for us to be recorded.
Oh, okay. So it's official.
It is official.
And that means that anybody can go to it and mm-hmm. validate.
Yeah, and our records are open to anybody that wants to come in and look at them. Any kind of record, whatever we have, accounting records or land records, surveys, that type of thing.
Wow, why is that so important that you keep track of that and that we can see it whenever we need?
Well, because nobody else is keeping track of it. And each town is required to keep track of their own records.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And where do you keep the records?
In a vault. It's a vault that's closed every night, so it's a fireproof vault, so the records could not be destroyed.
So it's really...
So, right, if this building burned down, we assume that all the records would be safe, mm-hmm. and we do not have even a sprinkler system in there. As you can see, we have a sprinkler system over here, so some of this stuff could be destroyed in here, you know, but the land records should not.
Should not.
It depends, and if there's an explosion or something,
mm-hmm.
we don't know, you know, but it's been built to withstand a lot of abuse, let's put it that way, by fire or by explosion.
Yeah.
So
it's just so important.
Right. And it's locked every night, and we open it during the day. And if we leave during the day, we always close the vault and we lock the office. The office is locked, and nobody has keys for this office except myself and Michelle.
Mm.
So...
Fantastic.
So
that's an important part of your job.
Yes.
Keeping
yes,
that safe.
Yeah. Yeah. So
yeah, sort of like a safe in a bank in a way.
Yes. Yes, exactly. That's exactly what I say. It even has a combination on it.
Mm.
So, and we're the only two that know the combination.
Excellent. And anybody can come in and see them.
Absolutely. You can come walk in anytime and look at any records that you want to. And a lot of historians come in.
to look for old birth records, old cemetery. We keep cemetery records in there for all the cemeteries, and just different things like that. You know, just there's all kinds of information there, valuable information, and it goes back a long distance. And we actually have two other vaults in another part of the building that are smaller vaults that has old records.
So how far back do you have a guess?
I couldn't tell you that. I don't know.
Hundreds of years.
Yes.
Great. And just one last question about voting. Mm-hmm. Is that's one of your important jobs, right?
Yes.
So overseeing the elections.
Just a second here. Mm-hmm. Michelle, how old do our records go back with the old vaults and stuff?
1700s.
Okay, so that's how far back they go.
Excellent.
So
if you want to dig. And the handwriting is probably...
Handwriting can be really difficult to read.
Have you gotten good at that? Or
I don't look at the deeds that much. We don't basically look at the deeds. We record what people tell us to record.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and if we do have to look at something, yes, we do read it. But it's a trial sometimes to read some of those old, because it's aged also.
Mm-hmm. The paper and everything. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you're responsible now, though, for keeping the records going forward. Is that kind of what you're saying?
Yeah.
Yeah. So what's your favorite part of your job?
I think meeting people.
Uh-huh.
Meeting people and making sure that they're taken care of. So.
Which you do fantastic.
Well, I don't know.
Off
sometimes. So, and then, you know, then I'm on several different boards.
Mm-hmm.
Like I take notes for the Planning Commission and for the Development Review Board. And I also take notes for all select board meetings, and which I'm working on right now from last night. And then I'm a member of the Willie Building Committee. So, and which right now, pretty soon, in October, we're going to be celebrating 100 years of this building.
And so that's an important job, taking care of the building, everything.
Yeah. Well, we take care of, we have a committee that oversees it, and we've done a lot of improvements for the building, lots of improvements, and we're hoping to do some more.
You know, for different committees.
Yeah, I used to take notes by just handwriting them all. Well, you can hardly keep up with, you know, who did this, who made the motion, who seconded the motion, you know, did anybody decline, that type of thing. So I do it all on the computer now, but I very loosely. And then I come and I redo them to make sure that they're in a good form that people can understand and the spelling is correct.
So you're sort of just taking notes at first.
I'm taking notes, and then those notes turn into an official record. And those records are kept also in the vault. All minutes are kept in the vault for several years.
For every committee meeting, or most of them?
Not every committee meeting.
Not the top.
The select board minutes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so.
What do you think makes a good neighbor?
Borders.
Borders?
Borders. Just... know where your land begins and ends, and so you don't encroach on their property. Just to be good neighbors is to always know your borders. And there's actually a scripture that says, do not destroy the old landmarks.
Oh, do not destroy the old landmarks. Mm-hmm. And that's what that's about, mm-hmm. the marks, like you were saying.
Yes, it is.
The pins that the surveyors put.
And always be a friend, you know, and try to get along with your neighbors. Some neighbors you may not, you know, want to talk to. But I'm very fortunate. I have very good neighbors. So, and you work with them, you know, and just work with them. But borders are a really important thing. So to just make sure. It's the same thing, like, use an example, like if a family has a boy and a girl, and then the boy has his own bedroom, the girl has her own bedroom. Those things in her bedroom are hers, and it's not the boy's. And so she says, you keep out of my room unless I invite you in to play, or, you know, to play a game or something. So he stays in his own, she stays in her own. Mm-hmm. And so it's to keep, you know, to keep lines. So.
And she probably has things she doesn't want.
Exactly.
Him to touch unless
exactly. She's probably got some real pretty necklaces and stuff like that. And he has all kinds of bugs and bats and balls, and he doesn't want her to fool with any of that stuff.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Clean it up or throw it out.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
yeah.
Excellent.
So that's just an example of borders.
So you're trusted. Or the position, you know.
Yeah. It's a trusted position, you know, and you have to be honest and not cheat, and you don't want to cheat anybody, you know, with it. We keep good records of everything, so.
Yeah.
So.
And these are your neighbors. You had to get your neighbor's permission, basically.
Yeah, basically, yeah.
To
yeah.
do this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Well, good.
So.
I hope you feel proud of that. That's a big deal.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
You just do it, you know. It is a job, and you know, you do the best you can.
Mm-hmm.
So I couldn't do it without Michelle, though. She's just tremendous, absolutely tremendous. So
yeah, and she's your assistant.
Yes, and she does a lot of things. So
it's a teamwork.
It is, absolutely.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Well,
Penny.
You're welcome.
Yes, I really want to thank my town clerk, Betty, for letting us come visit her. She's very busy, and she took time out to explain her important job of keeping track of the little things, especially things like boundaries. And I thought her example of going in your brother or sister's room without permission was a good example. And so I have a song about one of the most famous examples of crossing boundaries. Maybe you've heard this story before. This is a shout out to Betty. Thanks for your time and all of your attention to the little things.
In a nursery rhyme, there were three bears.
One, two, three.
One was a papa bear, one was a mama bear, one was a wee bear. They all went out a-walking in the woods. They were talking when along came a little girl with long golden curly hair. You know who she was? Yeah. Her name was Goldilocks. Up on the door she knocked. Knock again, Goldie. Well, no one was there, yeah, no one was there. So she walked right in, had herself a ball, 'cause she didn't care, no one was there. As soon as she got sleepy, went to bed upstairs. Home, home, home came those three bears. Someone's been eating my porridge, sir, the papa bear, sir, the papa bear.
Someone's been eating my porridge too.
I said to Mama Bear, I said to Mama Bear,
wee Papa Wee Bear,
said the little wee bear.
Someone's eating my porridge all up. All up.
Someone's been sitting in my chair.
I said to Papa Bear, I said to Papa Bear.
Someone's been sitting in my chair too.
I said to Mama Bear, I said to Mama Bear,
wee Papa Wee Bear,
said the little wee bear.
Someone's broken my chair.
Someone's been sleeping in my bed.
I said to Papa Bear, I said to Papa Bear.
Someone's been sleeping in my bed too.
I said to Mama Bear, I said to Mama Bear,
wee Papa Wee Bear,
said the little wee bear.
Someone's been sleeping in my bed too, and here she is.
Just then Goldilocks woke up and broke up the party, and she split that scene. Bye, bye, bye.
Said the purple bear, said the purple bear.
Goodbye, goodbye.
I said to Mama Bear, said to Mama Bear,
beep, bop, Bobbery Bear.
Crash, bang, crash, bang, boom. Something's going on in Nora's room. Crash, bang, crash, bang, boom. Something's going on in Nora's room. Crash, bang, boom. Something's going on in Nora's room. Crash, bang, boom. Something's going on in Nora's room. Crash, bang, boom. Something's going on in Nora's room. Sounds like girls, sounds like boys. Sounds like someone's making lots of noise. Crash, bang, boom. Something's going on in Nora's room. Crash, bang, boom. Something's going on in Nora's room. Now, how much noise does a little girl need? Sounds like the whole city zoo got freed. Sounds like the bear is dancing with the moose. They like to dance when they're on the loose. Sounds like hippos at a hippo hop, or when you pick up a piano and you let it drop, or 16 pumpkins falling off a truck, or a couple of gorillas playing duck, 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 goose. Bang, crash, bang, boom. Something's going on in Nora's room. Crash, bang, boom. Something's going on in Nora's room. Like London Bridge is really falling down, or a couple of giants are sitting on a town, or 47 monkeys are talking on the phone to 47 dogs who are fighting for a bone. Bark, bark, bang, crash, bang, boom. Something's going on in Nora's room. Crash, bang, boom. Something's going on in Nora's room. Sounds like a rodeo right upstairs, or a bunch of rhinos playing musical chairs. Sounds like a dump truck dumping its junk, or an elephant hoedown, swing your trunk. Crash, bang, boom. Something's going on in Nora's room. Crash, bang, boom. Something's going on in Nora's room. Sounds like girls, sounds like boys. Sounds like someone's making lots of noise. And the sign on her door says, enter if you dare. So I just say, what's going on in there?
Nothing.
Crash, bang, crash, bang, boom. Something's going on in Nora's room. Crash, bang, boom. Something's going on in Nora's room. Crash, bang, boom. Something's going on in Nora's room. Crash, bang, boom. Something's going on in Nora's room. Crash, bang, boom.
We are celebrating today. We are celebrating keeping track of the little things. Keeping track of the little things like who did what, where, when, why, and how. If we can keep track of those things, right? Keep track of the maps that show where your place is and where my place is and what roads we can take to get from my place to your place for that big party you're going to have. Right? I mean, if you were going to have a party, let's say you were going to have a party to celebrate something at your place, well, there are a lot of little things to keep track of, right? Somebody has to make lists. Do you like to make lists? I like to make lists of things, you know? Who am I going to invite to the party? Did I already invite them? And what did they say? Did they say they could come? Did they say they were going to be late? Did they say they were going to help and bring some cake or ice cream for the party? Right? It's good to keep track of all those things. Well, we have people here in our towns who do that. They're super important parts of our government. And I know that the President of the United States gets a lot of attention. But guess what? The President could not do their job without all these other people helping. And I would say that if one person had to show up for work tomorrow in the government, one person, would I pick the President? No. I would pick my town clerk. That's who I would pick. And that's why I invited her on the show today. And we had a nice interview there at the town clerk's office where she keeps the records. The records. The records are where she keeps track of all the little things. And she does not do that alone. No, even she does not do that alone. Absolutely not. She has help. She has an assistant. And then, of course, she has all of the records. The records that go back hundreds and hundreds of years. Hundreds of years of people working together to write things down and keep track of those little things. Well, in order to do that, you definitely have to be able to listen carefully and write things down. Does anybody out there like to do that? Besides me. I definitely like to do that. And I noticed while I was listening to Betty talking about the town clerk's job that she used some words that have several meanings. She used words like records and notes, which sometimes you might think of a record as something you put music on and then you listen to it on the record player, right? Or notes could be like musical notes that you play on an instrument. Well, no, that's not the kind of records and notes she was talking about. Those are called homophones. And homophones are when one word can mean two different things. We're going to have a little shout out to homophones because that is actually an important part of learning how to take notes is to listen carefully, right? And make sure that you are writing down the right meaning. It's complicated work and it takes a lot of practice. Are you practicing keeping notes? How many words can you write down in the next couple of songs? Let's see. Get out your pencil.
Woo! Go noodle with it.
Blaze the friend.
Let's go.
Yo, you're about to get your mind blown. Cause I'm about to rap about the homophone.
Yeah.
Quick, get your grandmama on the phone. Cause we're gonna hear all about the homophone.
Homophones are different meaning words that sound exactly the same.
That's correct.
This might sound kinda tricky, but I know you got the freshest brain.
I do.
Hear like H-E-A-R means to perceive a sound.
A sound. I can't hear a single thing but this basset hound.
Hear like H-E-R-E means in this place.
Like I stand here and you stand there so you don't drool in my face.
Ew.
You're like Y-O-U-R means it belongs to you.
It's mine. Your breath is kind of funky, dog. Want some gum to chew?
You. You're like U apostrophe R-E is a contraction of U and R.
You're not just a smelly basset hound, you're also a pogo star.
Yo, you're about to get your mind blown. Cause I'm about to rap about the homophone. Quick, get up out of your pajamas, yo. We're about to get woke to the homophone.
Come on. Homophones are different meaning words that sound exactly the same.
Precisely.
Why is the English language so insane?
That's crazy. It's like I-T-S with no apostrophe means belonging to a thing.
Like quick, give that baby robot its robot teething ring.
It's like it apostrophe S is a contraction of it and is or has.
Like that baby robot only goes to sleep if it's listening to jazz.
Why like B-Y identifies who did something.
That's right.
Like this entire song was written by some baby robots that sing.
Why like B-Y-E is a way to say farewell.
Goodbye.
Like bye baby. Baby robot, see you later. Watch out for that stairwell.
Yay.
You alright there?
They're like T-H-E-I-R means it belongs to them. They're like T-H-E-R-E means it is in that place.
Right.
They're like they apostrophe R-E is a contraction of they and R.
Their UFOs are over there and they're all playing space guitar.
Two like T-O expresses motion in a direction.
A direction.
Two like T-W-O is referring to the number.
The number.
Two spelled T-O-O means to an excessively high degree.
That's different. I'm going to the vet with my two friends cause my chinchilla has too many fleas.
Too many.
Yo, you're about to get your mind blown. Cause I'm about to rap about the homophone. Quick, get that llama a blueberry scone. Cause he dropped mad info on the homophone.
Homophones are different meaning words that sound exactly the same.
Exactly.
Now your homophonous knowledge will get some critical acclaim.
Hey, homophonous.
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 One, two, three, four, five.
five W's, five W's. You can't tell a story without five W's. Who? A story needs a who, like a grandma or a dog or even you. What? A story needs a what, like a birthday party or the fish you caught. Where? A story needs a where, like your bedroom at the beach or over there. When? A story needs a when, like this morning or on Tuesday or back then. Oh, why? A story needs a why, like because you missed the bus or because they wanted to fly. Five W's. You can't tell a story without five W's.
Lines.
Lines are all around you and me. Long or short or thick and thin they'll be. Curvy, wavy, broken, fancy, free. Look around, how many can you see? Yeah, a horizontal line you should know. From left to right or right to left it goes. It seems calm and soothing and really slow. A horizontal line you should know. A vertical line you should know. Up and down or down and up it goes. Standing proud and strong and really stable. A vertical line you should know.
Lines.
Lines are all around you and me. Long or short or thick and thin they'll be. Curvy, wavy, broken, fancy, free. Look around, how many can you see? A diagonal line you should know. It goes across low to high or high to low. It has action, it has movement, it is on the go. A diagonal line you should know. Yeah, there are many other lines you can know. Like geometric, organic, and gestural. Or zigzags or spirals that grow and grow. There are many other lines you can know.
Lines.
Lines are all around you and me. Long or short or thick and thin they'll be. Curvy, wavy, broken, fancy, free. Look around, how many can you see?
An elephant roams near the banks of Limpopo.
A panda's at home nibbling shoots of bamboo.
A bald eagle soars over home in Alaska.
The earth is a home to us all, me and you. Oh, there's no place like home. Listen carefully. It's a big snowball, it's home sweet harmony. Listen, it's a spring ice ball. Listen, it's a black rose call. Listen, it's a bear cub's ball, it's home sweet harmony. Oh, there's no place like home. Listen, you will see. Listen, it's a rainy night. Listen, Limpopo. A panda's at home nibbling shoots of bamboo.
A bald eagle soars over home in the Rockies.
It's home, home sweet harmony.
So I got myself a
cow,
and I did what I could, and I called my cow, no milk now, but the land was sweet and good, and I did what I could. When I first came to this land, I was not a wealthy man, so I got myself a
duck,
and I did what I could, and I called my duck out of luck. Called my cow, no milk now, but the land was sweet and good, and I did what I could. When I first came to this land, I was not a wealthy man, so I got myself a
chicken,
and I did what I could. And I called my
chicken
finger licking, called my duck out of luck, called my cow, no milk now, but the land was sweet and good, and I did what I could. When I first came to this land, I was not a wealthy man, so I got myself a
hog,
and I did what I could. And I called my
hog,
go for a jog, called my chicken finger licking, called my duck out of luck, called my cow, no milk now, but the land was sweet and good, and I did what I could. When I first came to this land, I was not a wealthy man, so I got myself a
skunk,
and I did what I could. And I called that skunk, really stunk, called my hog, take a jog, called my chicken finger licking, called my duck out of luck, called my cow no milk now, but the land was sweet and good, and I did what I could.
When I think about America, I think of so many things. It's my country, the United States, and it means so much to me. Green, green forests,
green, green forests.
Having nice schools,
having nice schools.
Voting for the president,
voting for the president.
Red, white, and blue. Playing in my neighborhood, believing in dreams. Whoa, this is America to me.
Celebrating holidays,
pledged to our flag,
great big mountains,
learning all you can.
Thanksgiving,
boats, trains, and cars.
each other.
People I love. United States under one shining sun. So many different people, together proud and free. Oh, this is America, America to me. This is America, America to me.
Folks, we have been celebrating here today, celebrating on Amy's Kids Show, celebrating keeping track of the little things, right? Because whenever humans come together, it's a party. Let's face it. Anytime we come together, right? For any reason. And when we come together, boy, we can make some amazing things happen, right? But in order to do that, we have to keep track of some of those little things. Remember the five W's? Who, what, where, when, why, and how. There's an H at the end there too. What happened? When did it happen? Who did it? Who's gonna do the next thing? Did they do it? Let's check it off the list. Let's record it. Let's take notes. Those are all fun things to do. I like to do them, right? Maybe you like to do them too. Well, there are luckily lots of people out there who like to do that so that we can have lots of celebrations and parties here on planet Earth. We humans can get together and do all the wonderful things that Jack Hartman was doing a shout out to in that last song. This is America to me. He says that he found all those ideas of what makes our country, the United States of America, so fantastic. By talking to kids. He talked to kids. And kids are who told him that it was green, green forests and voting for the president and nice schools and playing in neighborhoods and celebrating holidays and doing what you want and being who you are and having wonderful farms and planes, trains, and cars and helping each other. And these are all the things and all the reasons why we are celebrating, right? And many different people who are celebrating being proud and free. Well, today on Amy's Kids Show, we have been celebrating some of our local government people, our local neighbors, the people in our neighborhood who make this all possible. Because remember, your neighbors are just as cool and important as the President of the United States of America. So this week, we've traveled to the town clerk's office, and we talked with Betty, and we got to find out what it was like to be a town clerk and why she liked to do that, right? She likes to keep track of those records and all those notes that people have taken over the past, 300 years or counting and counting. And now she's doing that too. She's keeping records and taking notes and putting them in the vault. In the vault where they're kept nice and safe, like in a bank, so that in future generations, people can find out who, what, where, when, why, and how happened today. What kinds of celebrations happen today? Well, you go out there and make a celebration happen because you are, of course, the greatest. Keep on being you, and I'll be back next week.
Summer vacations, I see the trail.